As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, January the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. That's for sure. And diving through the news a bit this morning. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. Freedom is popular here. Remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, like snail mail. You can reach me at P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. I want to thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And our number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. Make a note of it. Your calls are always welcome. Precious metals this morning spike higher on unexpectedly worse job reports and declines in the U.S. dollar index. We're going to talk about that in a moment. For the balance of the broadcast, we'll go into the history of law, part 10, the lawsuit, selected readings of law. Of course, we'll take your calls as well. Let's go to that market report for Friday, January the 8th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We found gold trading up $8.60 at $1,338.70 an ounce. Silver was up 21 cents at $18.46 an ounce. Platinum up 18 bucks at $1,573 an ounce. Palladium up $4 at $429 an ounce. And you see all of the precious metals just jumping up real high. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,118.50 for a low, $1,039.90 for a high. Just before airtime, I checked again, it was $1,140. There was a dramatic spike early morning trading here at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold just basically went from that low of $1,118.50 virtually straight up to the $1,140 mark. So some big hands came into the market, bought a whole bunch of gold, drove things up, and so we're benefiting from that. However, what goes up rapidly can come down rapidly, so we might see a lot of fluctuation in the market today. The London Gold Fix over in London, the boys set the price at $1,121.75. We're considerably above that right now. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 33 at 10,607. The NASDAQ was off 1 at 2,300. And the S&P was up 5 at 1,142. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Much more to come. It's going to be an interesting broadcast today. We're going to get into law.
Oh. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Kind of got off to a distracted start there. I was deep into the middle of something else, and I realized all of a sudden that it was time to go on air. I picked up the headset just exactly at the right moment. Anyway, jumping back into this again, finishing out our market report, I'll just simply say this. It is now 0 degrees under overcast skies here in sunny southwest Missouri. It is cold. I'm telling you, it was a three-dog night last night, but I was short two dogs. Tonight, we're going to go down to a -5 degrees. Well, I look longingly remembering my little log cabin with a big old wood stove sitting in the middle of it, and tonight would be a real nice night to be stoking up a fire. I'm sitting here in a three-bedroom rambler, and I've got electric heaters growing, and I don't have my house at the temperature that I'd like to have it. So trying to do the broadcast with mittens, a muffler, parka, earmuffs, knit cap, the dog sitting on my feet, got a heater by my toes. Well, we'll make it through this day somehow. Anyway, let's go back into that market report and close it out again for Friday, January the 8th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up $8.60 at $1,138.70 an ounce. Silver up 21 cents at $18.46. getting ready to close in on that $19 mark again. Platinum up $18 in early trading at $1,573 an ounce. Palladium up $4 at $429. Everything's looking good. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,118.50 again for a low, $1,140 for a high. We're looking at a pretty good spread there, a little over $20, but I think it's short-lived. At $1,138.70, your gold is up $296.10, and today I'm going to remember to stop and say now this, that in regards to this increase year-to-year, realize that as we go through this year, unless we have a dramatic upturn in the price of gold, we're going to see a diminution of this year-to-year gain because we had tremendous gains all throughout 2008. And so we might not see the big numbers and the returns on the investment, so let's all be watching that. Although most of the pundits agree that gold is going to go much higher, and it's going to do that this year. We'll have some of that in our news this morning. The London Gold Fix this morning, the gentlemen in London rang up their little flags, rang their bells, and set the price at $121.75, and they're about $11, $12, $17, something like that, shy of where we're trading now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 33 at 10,607. The NASDAQ was off 1 at 2301 or 2300. The S&P was up 5 at 1,142. The crude oil this morning, those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma, off 25 cents a barrel at $82.41. No real relief there. It's going to get to be real expensive at the pump, I'm afraid. The USDX, that dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange Traded Fund, if you will, the USDX dropping 32 basis points, trading at 77.75. And of course, that everyone in the media points to that as being the big evil, the big woe, and then and everything's going to fall from that. Well, you know, it's pretty specious. Anyway, it does impact the foreign exchange rates. So here they are for today. The loonie Canadian dollar moves up 23 basis points to adjust for this decline in the U.S. dollar. The Canadian dollar, the exchange rate is 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso moves up 0.70% or 70 basis points. Trades strongly at 8 cents U.S. The euro, strong move this morning, is up 69 basis points for it at $1.44. The British pound sterling, if you will, it goes up another 0.99% or almost 100 basis points, 1 point. And its trades at $1.61 U.S. And the Swiss franc moves up 0.73% or 73 basis points. And it is trading at 97 cents U.S. So the British pound, or excuse me, the Canadian dollar and the Swiss franc are twins today. And they have been similar to that for some time. In the bond market, saw a little bit of a decline in the 2-year yield. It moves down from above 1% down to the 0.94% again. I would imagine that somebody took a stick upside their head yesterday when they discovered that they weren't monitoring it properly. We're coming towards a record spread between the 2-year and the 10-year, but this spread is even wider now. But the 10-year today, the yield on that 10-year treasury, T-bond, T-bill, whatever you want to call it, the bond market, that's at 3.77. The 30-year bond is yielding 4.66. And so as those numbers continue to go up, of course, fewer people are going to be interested in getting in there for whatever reason that is. The mortgage market this morning also continuing to go up. Keep an eye on this. As the interest rates on mortgages continue to climb, we'll find it harder and harder for people to be able to qualify, even if they could qualify to get a mortgage, but we'll find it harder and harder for them to qualify. And so that's not going to be any relief in a glutted housing market with people out of work. So housing is going to be more expensive in this coming year, I'm confident. But the 15-year mortgage goes up from 4.51 a month ago, 4.51% interest, to 4.76 this morning. The 30-year moves up strongly, a full quarter point here. It's up from 5.01% a month ago to 5.27%. And if you just get your amortization tables out, if you can, or if you know anything about that, you'll see how that translates into much higher expenses in the time period of a 15-year or 30-year mortgage. It'll cost you more a month. It'll cost you more in interest over the long haul. So that's the market report aspect this morning. There is a lot of news, however. Just go through a couple of them and see if I can find the right place to start. Here we go. This one, off of miningweekly.com, Johannesburg, South Africa. South Africa. New news, updated, well, at the time I ran it down, it was updated 56 minutes ago. Anyway, this by Esmarie Swanepoel, or something like that. The Australian Foreign Investment Review Board, the FIRB, has approved China's Zijin Mining's $498 million bid for Australian miner Indofield Resources. Zijin has already agreed to buy a 19.99% stake in Indofield from the Swiss-banked miner Xstrata. Indofield owns a 34.23 stake in the $5.2 billion Tampakan copper and gold project in southern Philippines, owned or controlled by Xstrata. The Tampakan project has an Australian Joint Ore Reserve Committee, JORC, compliant mineral resource estimate of 2.4 billion tons, containing 13.5 million tons of copper and 15 million ounces of gold at a 0.3% copper cutoff grade. So that's important news there. The project is in the final feasibility study phase, which is due for completion in the second quarter of 2010. First production, 2016. China's moving into the market, folks. They're getting strong every day. Be right back.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. Liberty PublicityStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Cordat Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Related article off of, again, Mining Weekly out of Johannesburg, South Africa, the $3.5 million exploration funding agreement between AIM, A-I-M, and ASX-listed Platinum Australia and the Japan Oil, Gas, and Metals National Corporation, which is JOGMEC, I guess, JOGMEC, would provide the necessary funding to complete the Platinum Company's planned exploration program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. You got to always pay attention to those programs. Anytime you're dealing with governments, it's programs. Over the next 4 years, MD John Lewis, or Lewin, said on Friday, Japanese state-owned corporation announced on Wednesday it had entered into a deal with the Australian Mining Company in terms of which it would provide exploration funding for one of its subsidiaries operating in South Africa, the Stellex Platinum. Been watching as platinum has risen up this morning, running $1,573 an ounce. Certainly at that price, exploration for platinum becomes a little bit more appetizing. You know, platinum and gold are related, you know, when the top of the precious metals spectrum, and of course platinum above this, rhodium is considerably higher. But platinum, it takes far more ounces, far more tons of ore to extract and refine down to get an ounce of platinum than it does for gold. And so there is a corresponding leading in platinum oftentimes, but it's more expensive to produce, as far as I understand, and I'm not that knowledgeable on it. Anyway, there is there's much to be said for that, but at $1,573, of course, it's worth your time to look at platinum, and certainly the Japanese are doing that. And so the Japanese and Chinese are moving into these markets pretty strongly, which is indicative, I think, of their dissatisfaction or distrust of investing in the U.S. dollar. And that's going to be the name of the game, I think, for the next 10 or 20 or perhaps longer numbers of years. Again, in turn for providing Stellex, which is 49% owned by Platinum Australia and 51% by South African investment firm Botsalani Mining and Resources, with the exploration funding over a four-year period, JOGMEC would earn a 35% stake in the Stellex North Platinum Group metal project. Here's the quote. We're pleased to have entered into this agreement with a partner of the status of JOGMEC, which is a company owned by the government of Japan and charged with securing a stable supply of natural resources for the country. Of course, when we talk about China, they're doing the same thing. Basically, these are state-owned companies. China's Zijin Mining, $498 million bid for the Australian miner Indofil. Continuing, he added that the funding came at a time when Platinum Australia expected to put significant funding into its more advanced projects, such as the Calplats and the Rutherand projects in South Africa, to bring these into production. The Stellex North project, which covers a strike length of 26 kilometers of Kraipan Greenstone Belt, is situated adjacent to Calplats and Calplats extended projects in the Northwest Province. An aeromagnetic survey of the project area and a detailed soil geochemistry program would be undertaken at the Stellex North this year. That off of Mining Weekly as well. Here's a little bit longer article along the same order. The old order changes. China's gold number one producer, China, gold's number one producer and consumer, is taking control of the market. This by Lawrence Williams out of London, posted this morning. Here's a side note. with China becoming the world's number one producer and consumer of gold and the prospect of Chinese and Indian demand alone exceeding 1,000 tons a year in the next few years, gold's price looks to be under new control. New control. Always paying attention when I see those kind of words being written. This is the article. It now looks for sure that China in 2009 overtook India as the world's largest gold consumer. The quote-unquote Middle Kingdom had already surpassed South Africa as the world's largest gold miner a year earlier. Latest figures out of Beijing suggest that gold demand in China grew by an estimated 13.8% to around 450 tons in 2009, while India's estimated consumption last year has put out only around 210 tons. And, of course, throughout all of the 2009, we were reporting as the articles came in regards to the vagaries of the East Indian purchasing of gold. Largely, there was a reluctance to get involved because of the high prices, and there was scrap gold selling at various intervals. Much comment out of Dubai, their gold market as well. But largely, what we're finding here in this article, that there's a new kid on the block, and this is a big kid, and they're serious. Continuing along here, it says this year initial projections suggest that although Indian demand may well recover to near 2008 levels, Chinese buying will keep it well ahead. But then projections made in January are prone to tempt fate. I don't know what that's meant other than the fact that these are projections made in January and they may not hold true over the course of the year. Even so, the article continues, the reported pre-Chinese New Year surge in gold buying by the general public in China could mean this year's disparity in the figures becomes even wider. On the production side, China's output reached a new high of 282.5 tons for the first 11 months of the year, suggesting an overall total of around 310 tons for the full year, assuming November's monthly output figures of just short of 28 tons was maintained. What does remain to be seen, and Lawrence Williams writes here, is how much of this assumed 310 tons will have been picked up by the general public and how much by the state. And the suggestion is that the state may well have retained it all, which means the public is buying imported gold. Although Chinese reporting of state holdings can be obscure, to say the least, as it differs depending on which government entity technically holds the gold. China has in the past not reported official gold reserve growth, and until the gold is physically removed into central bank coffers, and only if then. This all makes the estimates of non-central bank gold supply and demand first virtually impossible to assess accurately, if indeed this has ever even been really possible, given the unknown of where the world's largest producer's gold is actually going, depending on what statistics the Chinese are prepared to release to the outside world. Digging too deeply locally could end one in jail, as Rio Tinto's iron ore pricing negotiators have found out to their cost. So you can only poke the beast in the eye with a stick for so long in China, where you might just, on the need-to-know basis, you might just need to go someplace else, and that might be jail. It's not going to be transparency. About perestroika. What is apparent, though, and this has been confirmed by various statements and anecdotal evidence, is that the Chinese government and central bank is wary of the declining value of the dollar. Given its enormous dollar reserves and is feverishly pushing state entities into diversifying its reserve base, hence the suggestion that all China's newly mined gold may well be sitting in government coffers, and also why China doesn't appear to have stepped in to buy IMF gold. It can happily expand its gold reserves surreptitiously, which doesn't rock the markets too much. If you take a look at the market report this morning on Kitco, www.kitco.com, and look at that chart, you'll see that somewhere right about 8 o'clock this morning, as I said, some big hands came in, and just it was like a straight-up rocket, where we went up $20 in the price of gold as someone came into the market and in two or three moves made some major purchases. Anyway, continuing in the article here, if, for example, China had bought the IMF gold on an offer, The signal this would have sent to the markets could have led to a huge gold price surge and a consequent devaluation of the dollar. And given China's enormous dollar holdings, this doesn't make economic sense. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, close out this article from China, and then get into some U.S. news.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, going into the balance of this article, The Old Order Changeth, this out of London. Lawrence Williams is writing here, and this is going to be found on what website? Mineweb.com. He continues and he says, if, for example, China had bought the IMF gold on an offer, the signal this would have sent to the markets could have led to a huge gold price surge and a consequent devaluation of the dollar. And given China's enormous dollar holdings, this didn't make or doesn't make economic sense. Far rather buy the gold under the table from its own producers and hide it from the world at large until such a time it may be economically expedient to announce it. Rather interesting phrase, rather interesting observation. Let's continue on in that. And while we're doing that, just think of these tungsten bars that we heard about, Kirby Williams wrote about. Given the Chinese populace is taking its lead from the government and apparently buying gold as an ultimate insurance policy, either as jewelry or bullion, should the price start slipping back substantially, it would be easy for China to announce it has taken another couple of hundred tons into its reserves, and the market would bounce back again, so protecting its citizens' investment. This is pure speculation, of course, the author writes, but does seem a logical way of looking at Chinese economic policy with respect to gold and its own public. You know, several trusted voices in the gold market have made similar advanced similar ideas with this idea that when China came into the market, if we could say that, and announced to their people, the People's Republic, that they might consider taking on gold and silver into their own portfolios, and people did, they then, because they're everything's all state-owned there, you know, just like the United States and England, they then may have, and this is the term that's used, put a floor under the price of gold at that point. In other words, would gold reduce or decline to $750 an ounce? Not likely, unless the Chinese government wants to come up with egg on its face, having encouraged the populace, vox populi, to buy gold. So they would do anything and everything that they could, and holding trillions of dollars worth of toxic U.S. debt, they are more than a better position to buoy that up. But at the same time, they're also producers in the market. And because, just like the old Soviet Union behind the Iron Curtain, because you don't get information out of China unless you're Israeli or unless you have a reason to know, they don't necessarily have to disclose what they're doing in the market. Here's another comment. Nidhi Nath Srivenus of India's Economic Times writes this, quote, since 2003, Beijing has been buying most of the gold excavated and refined locally. It was a perfect strategy. No one in the international market became the wiser, and the bill was paid in yuans. Today, China has more than 1,000 tons in its official vaults, up to 75% in 6 years. Its gold reserves are now the fifth largest among the national central banks after the United States, Germany, France, and Italy. And, of course, gold reserves of the United States are very questionable, and Germany would like to have their gold back, supposedly kept in the United States. Whether France and Italy have any or not, that's, well, Italy, the Vatican, how much gold do they have in the basement? Hard to say. But this insurance helped mandarins in Beijing sleep easier at night. Mandarins. Like, you know, mandarin oranges. They always put the little mandarin oranges in a tissue at night when they ship them over here. But the public still had no such hedge. So Beijing has begun actively encouraging people to invest up to 5% of their income in gold and silver. The biddable Chinese have diligently followed this advice. Full year 2009, private demand in mainland China could outstrip India by a fifth. So while the Chinese government is encouraging their people to put up to 5% of their income in gold and silver, our government continues to ask us to invest everything we have in cheap Chinese plastic crap. Kind of a different point of view, isn't it? Given China's explosive growth, which has to be bringing ever more and more of its enormous population into the urban middle classes, not to say communists. I think those Chi-Coms hated the middle class. So, changing philosophies. China may not have the gold purchase gene ingrained into its psyche like India, but gold has still had an important place in the Chinese mind, and now the rising wealth means more and more people have the purchasing power to buy some, even if in pretty small amounts. But with billions, you know, it's the McDonald's principle. Billions and billions served. a billion pretty tiny amounts is still a pretty large amount on the overall, you know, billions and billions served. But you can't rule out India either. Its population is on a similar scale to China's and may even outstrip it in the years ahead, and its economic growth is rapid, although not as substantial as China's. As the Indian gold-buying public becomes more used to the current higher gold price levels, and there is at least a suggestion that this is already happening, then demand there is likely to return and increase. It may not take more than 5 years, assuming growth continues at the current rate in China and India, for combined demand to reach 1,000 tons a year. Now, that's an awfully big chunk out of the world gold production, over 40%. And there are a lot of other countries where gold purchase is endemic in the system, not to mention the U.S. gold bugs who've been soaking up the U.S. Mint's allocations of eagles and buffaloes and the ever-growing ETF investments in bullion. On these grounds alone, perhaps the recent growth in the gold price is more than justified, and there is the suggestion that there is more to come. Obviously, though, where there is huge gold investment, at some stage, disinvestment could materialize, which could wipe the smile off gold investors' face. But while economic turmoil continues, and it ain't over yet, this seems unlikely to happen, except perhaps in terms of forced liquidations, if there is another stock market collapse. And as we saw in October of 2008, when funds were having to offload anything of value to preserve liquidity, gold held up, best of all, and was the first to bounce back to prior levels. So that's the gold news for today. Something to think about. China, India, big players, growing players in the global gold market. This off of Bloomberg. And we're going to hear these kinds of things continuously. I've shared this a couple of times in the past, bringing this specialist language to your attention. Payrolls in the U.S. drop 85,000 in December. Unemployment is 10%. Headline news. Bob Willis, writing from Bloomberg, New News Today. The U.S. unexpectedly lost 85,000 jobs in December, and revision showed payrolls increased the prior month for the first time in almost 2 years. How many times are these guys going to be surprised by a continuing decline in the jobs market? It's amazing to me that they could even consider themselves to be statisticians or economists. But it's not just in the United States. Here's the headline from a similar article off Bloomberg by Simone Meyer. Europe's jobless rate, headline, unexpectedly hit an 11-year high. Well, we'll come back to that article, but you can see that it's like green shoots and scores, right? Payrolls decreased last month after a November gain of 4,000. Figures from the Labor Department showed today in Washington. Payrolls decreased last month after a November gain of 4,000. When are they going to revise those numbers? The median estimate of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News projected no change in December employment. The jobless rate held at 10%. Bury the usurper's administration under pressure after about half of the 7.2 million jobs lost during the recession occurred. Well, they're still stuck on stupid, aren't they? Lost during the recession? Hey, Barry, wake up. This is a depression. People are hurting. When are they going to get the message? I don't know. I need a bullhorn, maybe. Let's go on further here. The usurper's administration, under the pressure, after about half of the 7.2 million jobs lost during the recession began, occurred since the president's inauguration. Anyway, we'll come back to this insanity on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Much more to come. Second hour is definitely going to be interesting as well. And we'll take William's call from New York.
Of the
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962. Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again here in the last segment of today, the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. You can call in if you'd like to as William from Nuevo Yorko, the Big Apple. Good morning, William.
Hey, good morning. You doing okay there, Mr. Roberts?
Well, yeah, I'm doing fairly well. Got my toes by the heater, dogs cuddled up close, and, well, we're making it. How about you?
Doing well enough. I had a comment on your last article and a question as well, but we'll go to the comment. A couple days ago, I was reading through the Money Changers chapter in Gary Allen's None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and he made a comment about international financiers who stay close to governments and get governments in debt to them. And it basically went something like this. If you have a king in debt, and you walk into his court, and he says, off with your head, then you're going to have trouble collecting the debt. So what do you do? And their tactic is to finance the enemies of the king. So it's like creating a system of levies and pullers, or levers and pulleys. And if one set of the levers tries to exert too much force, you have a counterbalance against it. And this is what I see happening in the last article that you had had read. Russia, from what I understand, has kicked as many European financiers off its soil as possible. And like Putin or not, no one can blame him for taking that sort of action. And what I see happening in the gold market with China and India, but especially China, is an attempt to balance the power that Putin, who has figuratively said, off with your head, is attempting to keep for himself. That make any sense?
That's interesting. Yeah, when you bring Putin into it, it is interesting. You know, the that Gary Allen quote, I do have that book, and I dare call it conspiracy, and I've read it. But that idea, that concept of having the kings and queens being your customers, that was the Rothschild model from the beginning. And, of course, when you have five sons and five daughters, and the daughters are all married to nobility and banking, and the five sons are all in charge of banking houses, and you're financing both sides of every conflict, it reduces the possibility, really, for the king to say, you know, off with your head. And even as we covered with the fuggers, you know, we talk about the brother fuggers and the father fuggers and the mother fuggers, but the fuggers who controlled European banking for a long time, they'd really perfected that model long before the Rothschilds came along. But the concept of using the of financing kings and queens or corporations and states, that's a really smart ploy. Now, with the balance of power between Mother Russia and the big dragon China, yeah, there could be some kind of a thing going on there. But at the same time, I really don't think that Russia, even if it were to kick a bunch of minor players out, I don't think that Russia or China is separate from the international cartel of the bankster gangsters. I think that they're all interconnected, and they all use the same kinds of fiat monetary systems.
Yeah, that's the sort of direction I was heading next, because with India and China and Russia accruing all this gold, we have to look at the legislation that's waiting in the wings. They'll allow, to balance powers, they'll allow a quasi-secure economic system to flower for a while, but the legislation to convert all of that to a fiat currency is probably sitting right there. That's the next ploy.
Well, yeah, we reported an article on that, William, you might recall, about a week ago, and I brought it up two times, I think once on a Monday and then on the following Friday. It might have been last Monday and last Friday. But there was just a one-liner at the tag end of a news article that was talking about how the interest is growing in the precious metals in the advent of this new partially metals-backed currency coming on us to be released soon, is what the article said. It was the only place that I found it, and I listened to lots of other financial news broadcasts, and I didn't hear anything about it. But I think that there is definitely going to be a move afoot to at least partially back a new currency, a new, you know, they call it special drawing rights, but a new currency system with precious metals. And I can only see China and India and probably Australia, certainly Russia. The United States is trying. Germany wants to get their gold back for the same purposes, I'm sure. But I think everybody is trying to position themselves in gold and silver for the purposes of a partial backing. But in that process, let's not forget, too, these tungsten bars and that concept. Just as we've had fiat money for oh so very long, would it not be possible to have fiat gold?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see exactly what you're saying.
It has all the form. It has all the form of 400-ounce bars, but it doesn't have the substance. Just like the dollar has all the form of our dollar. The Federal Reserve note has all the form of our Federal Reserve note, of our dollar, but it doesn't have any of the substance. And so, it's like new lies for old tricks for new, something borrowed, something new. I think the idea of a fiat gold is actually feasible. People think. Yeah. It's all based on confidence, isn't it, William?
Yes, it is. And that's, and I can see how it would work. The mechanism would be currency laws. You can have the gold, but you're still by law required to use the paper currency, which can be printed at will. And you're not allowed to go behind the currency and trade in gold. That's the way that kind of power is balanced. When the money is funny, you just go to the metal and trade in that, because that's not been messed with.
Yeah, I agree. And so there's something afoot that I haven't been able to clearly define, and I'm not one that, as you probably, because you've listened for a long time, I'm not one that runs to the blogosphere. If I can't find it and reason it out, I don't talk about it on air. And so, but I am still looking. I'm trying to determine what the next move is going to be on the financial scene. And the picture is starting to show up a little bit, but I'm not clear yet on what they're going to do, but I'm confident that there will be an attempt. This whole idea of this monetary collapse, global monetary collapse, I believe was engineered from the get-go. Paulson and other people were involved in it, not the one that we think of from the bank, but BlackRock Investment and some of the others that got in on the derivatives bubble scam early on. I think that this whole thing has been designed intentionally to create the kind of havoc and mayhem for the people to start calling out, save us, save us. Iceland's over there, save us, save us. Everybody can cry out, save us, save us. And then they will, because this is how they do things.
Right. Yeah. We're at the point where we can only speculate, but it's more than wise to assume that what you just described is in their playbook, because we've seen it before.
Yeah, exactly. And so, my primary interest, with the reporting of the gold and the silver every day and the other indicators, is just to keep it at forefront in the mind of the listener that these are very common indices that are used to monitor trends globally, and that there are a variety of different instruments that we can use to get ourselves out of paper dollar assets. And as we've reported in regards to John Williams' comments the other day, he's forecasting he's the head shed at shadowstats.com. He's looking at, kind of a Weimar style hyperinflation, right down to using the term wheelbarrow. He's looking at that in the near future. And so I think we all need to be looking at that. So anybody and everybody, I believe, would be wise to take a look at their financial situation and quietly and perhaps quickly move out of dollar-denominated assets and get yourself into something, even if it's just airline-sized bottles of a good scotch.
Ooh, now you're tempting me. Okay, that leads me in big time. Okay.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought right there. I don't want you to be interrupted by the break. We're going to be going into the break here in a moment, folks. We'll be back on the other side of this break for hour number two. Just stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 8th, 2010, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed. In fact, my name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you'd like to call in and join in on the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do so. At this time, it's 866-841-1065. And let's go back up to New York City and visit with William. William, your thoughts. Continue, please.
Yeah, you led me into my question. I keep hearing two things concerning the bailout that, on the face of it, are contradictory. I'm being told that the dollars for the bailout are just being printed, and yet I'm being told that as a taxpayer, I'm on the hook for it. Now, I suspect that the mechanism connecting the two is or will be inflation, though we haven't seen William's wheelbarrow yet. However, my line between the two dots is a dash, and perhaps you could turn it into a more solid line for me, please.
Okay, well, I'll try because it's a tough one, and I've asked this same question of U.S. Senate hopefuls and U.S. Congress hopefuls and state representative hopefuls, because I get really irritated when I see on these politicians' websites this little debt clock ticker that with a headline, my share of the debt. You know, I don't consider any of this debt to be my share of any of it. I'm not asking for any of the benefits, and I wasn't party to the contract. I certainly wasn't consulted, and I have little or nothing to gain and everything to lose. So I don't consider any of this debt to be my debt. This is not my burden. It's not my cross to bear. And I'm a staunch anti-socialist type of fellow. So there's a real problem there. But at the same time, we're hearing that same information now coming out of England from Gordon Brown and out of the Icelanders, where they're attributing to the people in Iceland a pro rata share of Iceland's debt. The people are up in arms there because they feel much the same way, even though they are highly socialist people. And I guess they could say the same about us, but they feel the same way. What is this arrogant hubris that would lay this debt on each of us in a pro rata share when actually it's the bankster gangsters and all the military industrial complex cartels that are profiting here at our expense? So connecting it together in a hard line, what's your relationship? Well, this is this idea of being pledged as part of the chattel property of this corporation known as the United States, and each of the corporations known as the several states, and each of the corporations known as our counties and our cities and our towns, everything in the country is incorporated. And as a resident in each of those places, you are on the hook for a portion of that. and everything that we own, our private property, supposedly our personal property, and our real property, are all pledged toward that debt, as is all of the lands in common in this new communitarian system. So it's basically fraudulent, as the authors of They Own It All, including you, say, fraudulent concealment and fraudulent conversion. It's a business law thing. It's commerce law, which is what drove me into the study of law for these past days anyway.
Ah, thank you. Okay, is any of this housed or concealed in the 14th Amendment?
Oh, well,
I hear about
the whole idea about being a citizen and the 14th Amendment. You know, if you go and look at the Civil Rights Act, basically, that just put us all on the hook. And we'll talk about that right after this break. Stay with us back in 3 minutes, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and we're going to go back and continue visiting with William in New York. William, in regards to your comment or question in the 14th Amendment, there's lots of different places. I mean, on this particular issue, and I'm sure you found it the same in your own research, but on this particular issue, and especially this amendment, there's probably been more ink spilled than just about any other part of the Constitution. Everyone has written on the 13th and the 14th Amendment. I would start with the 13th, but you can begin just about anywhere, and you'll notice that there's a blending throughout the Constitution and the various Articles of Amendment between the use of the term people and the use of the term legal term person. And they're not the same. They're not synonyms. So we have to be real careful on that. In the 13th Amendment, it starts out neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party, now we're talking about the party, shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. And then we can continue. It says Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. First of all, we need to understand that the United States does not exist in nature. It is a legal fiction. It does have jurisdiction over grounds that can be surveyed, but the creature itself is it doesn't exist in nature. It's simply a legal fiction. It's like the Republican Party of Missouri, the Democratic Party of Missouri. These are creatures of law and not in nature. So that's important. But then Article 14 starts out in Section 1. It says all persons. Now we're bringing up this legal fiction of personality. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's key. Who and what are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. And then it continues. But if we look at the Title 42 U.S.C. Chapter 21, 1981, the Equal Rights Under the Law in the subsection 1981, it says this in A, it's a statement of equal rights. You know, that's why I say all the time, I emphasize it, rights, rights. Soon you Americans will know what it's like to have no rights any longer. But the statement of equal rights goes this way. All persons within the jurisdiction of the United States. So this is right out of the 14th Amendment and the 13th Amendment. All persons within the jurisdiction of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory to to make and enforce contracts, to sue, be parties, give evidence, and to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons and property as is enjoyed by white citizens, and shall be subject to like punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, license, and exactions of every kind and to no other. And so what they're basically saying here is that this 14th Amendment have made us equal in and under this idea of punishment, pain, penalty, taxes, license, and exactions of every kind and to none other. So there's certainly no benefit to this war of the northern aggression, but everything that has happened in the last 150 years in the United States, just about in law, was preceded by a number of years in England. And so it only follows that when England abolished slavery, prohibited it, that the United States would follow suit thereafter. And so we can see that, and we will as we go through this Uniform Commercial Code, that we're lockstepping just a few years behind England. So all of this, you know, does it help us? I don't know whether it does or not, but it certainly indicates to me that if we are persons and if we're dealing as legal entities as opposed to natural entities, that we're in trouble, and we need to understand this better than I do. William?
That gives me a lot for my plate, and I better start chewing.
Okay. Any other thoughts or ideas before I let you go?
No, I was just going to tease you a little bit, but that's not necessary.
Go ahead.
All right, so like, I think Wednesday before Christmas, you said you would be on air Christmas because you did not respect alignments of stars or the Merchant Man's Holy Day.
Correct.
Is that just your way of saying you didn't buy me a Christmas present?
That's exactly right. And I didn't send anybody a card either, and I don't want one.
Oh, gosh.
For these old bachelors, it's such an inequitable situation. Not only do I have brothers and sisters, but I am also an uncle. I'm a granduncle too. If I was to get into that game, it would cost me thousands to do it with any justice at all. And I just say, I'm out.
I understand completely. All right. Thanks a lot, okay?
All right. Thanks for calling in, William. Always a great call. Thank you.
All right.
All right. So much for that. All right, folks. So now let's go into the teaching segment of today's broadcast, putting the news behind us. I always like to hear from William. He's done a lot of good research, and he's got a really good head on his shoulders. But I want to talk about the lawsuit today. We're going to go back into this book that we've been introducing time and time again, some readings out of it. It's The Principles of Business Law, the 9th edition. This is a university textbook, 1,113 pages. Dillavue and Howard's Principles of Business Law, edited and brought up to date in this edition by Robert N. Corley and William J. Robert. And in Chapter 5, it begins an overview of a lawsuit. What is a lawsuit? What's it all about? You know, I mean, Bob Dylan says, you know, to live outside the law, you must be honest. The last thing you or I or anyone listening today probably would ever like to have is intimate firsthand knowledge of a lawsuit. It's nice to know a little bit about them, however, so that maybe we can get our minds wrapped around the idea of law better. Well, we've been studying the history of law, and here in the 10th section, I want to give us a little bit of an idea of what is the process. What is this lawsuit? All of this study and going before the bar and getting your examination and your certification and your titles and your certificates and all of that needs to point to something. Well, this is pretty much what it points to. Of course, there's many other services that a lawyer will perform for his clients. But the lawsuit is definitely where the rubber meets the road, and so we're just going to go through this a little bit, and I want to just speed through it, and then we can come back in the following broadcast, and we'll continue. And we're going to study law for a few more days, and I hope it's not an impediment to anybody out there listening. I'm not trying to bore you with some kind of a take-it-out-of-the-can quick and easy remedy. There are no quick and easy solutions. It's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to me. It's going to be up to all of us. We have elections right on top of us here locally. I'm sure they're coming up where you are. And if you can energize within this existing established two-party political system and begin to make changes right where you are, then I think that we might be on our way to some kind of remedies in 2012. But it's going to take work on our part. We need to do something we haven't been doing for 40 or 50 years, and that's becoming the government that we hope to have. So with that behind us and 30 seconds to go, I'll just simply say this and start it out. The lawsuit, Chapter 5, The Need for Adjective Law. As previously noted, there are two kinds of law, substantive law and procedural or adjective law. And so we'll take a little bit of a look at this procedural part of all of this and the need for adjective law right after these words from our sponsors.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we're back into this university level education, if you will, textbook for lawyers, attorneys in training, if you will. Some 1,136 pages, the principles of business law. When we're talking about the principles of business law, we're going into commerce here. And later today, this afternoon, if all goes according to plan, you'll have the opportunity to listen to Mike Chambers' broadcast once again to Robert Rowan and Ronald P. McDonald, the authors of They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency, and they're going to be talking a little bit about law. The idea of janking the Federal Reserve out by like a rotten tooth, you know, with a pair of pliers, without looking at the legal side of it and understanding that, it's a pipe dream. So anyway, we're going to study a little bit more here, this need for adjective law. And as previously noted in the prior segment, the authors write this in Chapter 5, The Lawsuit, there are two kinds of law, substantive law and procedural or adjective law. A substantive law defines the rights and duties of citizens. And so timely is that question from William. And a little bit of a reading there to give us an idea of this idea of citizens, 13th Amendment or 14th Amendment citizens. Substantive law defines the rights and duties of citizens. It is the result of legislative action or judicial action. And here I've shared with you, right out of the law, if you will, the substantive law from legislative action, Title 42, USC, Chapter 21, 1981, subsection 1981 here, equal rights under the law. So it is the result of legislative action or judicial action. It defines, this is substantive law, it defines the legal relations between citizens and between the citizen and the state. So it's those relations between you and I, if we want to call ourselves citizens, and between us and the state. Procedural or adjective law specifies the method, means, and way the substantive law is made, enforced, and administered by legislators, administrators, judges, and citizens. This is the procedural or adjective law. It's the method, the means, and the ways. Legislative procedure consists of the rules of order. Now, in future broadcasts, We'll bring out Robert's Rules of Order a little bit, some of the legislative rules of order. We'll follow through the bill process and look at that one more time. But for today, let's just continue. It says legislative procedure consists of the rules of order by which legislation is made. For example, the authors write, quote, a majority vote of the assembly is required for the passage of a bill, close quote. We're seeing that right now in these very narrow margins in the passage, in the consideration for passage of the health care bill. They're really right down to they're counting the noses, literally, and paying lots of money to get one more nose on the right side of the line. But continuing again, administrative procedures prescribe the rules of order by which administrative boards, such as the Federal Trade Commission and the National Labor Relations Board, shall function. This is the, as Ralph Winterroad says, the hidden fourth branch of our government. The Administrative Procedures Act and all of that. And we'll cover that in a future broadcast. We'll come back. I certainly can't cover it. I'm nowhere near knowledgeable on the topic. And if you really want to get the topic, you really ought to go to the source. And that man is Ralph Winterroad, and I know no other that can teach it better than him, even though he is on another and competing network. Ralph really has looked into this, and I commend him for his effort. We all need to work together on some of these things. But continuing, judicial procedure is concerned with the rules by which a lawsuit is conducted. One common method of classifying judicial procedure is to divide it into two parts, criminal and civil. Criminal procedure prescribes the rules of law for the apprehension, prosecution, and fixing of punishment of persons who have violated the criminal law. Civil procedure prescribes the rules by which the parties to civil lawsuits use the courts to settle their disputed claims. Procedure is the legal mechanism by which a substantive law question is presented to the courts for decision. For example, it is the method by which an aggrieved person who claims to have suffered injury to his property or person is able to proceed against the person who committed the alleged wrong for damages. Likewise, it is the method by which one against whom a contract has been breached is able to proceed to obtain redress. Now, lots of words. Nevertheless, for those who make a habit of listening to these broadcasts, we've already tuned up our minds. One of the reasons why I use a set and standard opening, show opening every single day is to fire up, if you will, my chainsaw-like tongue and definitely stir up my mind, because I have long been able to speak far faster than I can think, unfortunately. Cart before the horse most mornings. Nevertheless, when we think about criminal procedure and civil procedure, there are many places, one being Thompson West, West Publishing. They publish the Black's Law Dictionaries. You can, for your state, at a cost, obtain the books for criminal procedure and civil procedure so that you can study it yourself. These are books you can add to your library for whatever interest, even if it's just a casual interest. You can see what is going down in these courtrooms. And if you were perhaps a county committee man or a county committee woman for your local voting precinct, or if you came onto the school board, or if you were working on as an alderman or on a town council, a city councilman, wouldn't it be handy and nice to understand a little bit more about the law than most of them do, so that you can take a look at ideas and actions and contracts with a more intuitive mind, as opposed to just stumbling along blindly following the advice of counsel, which may or may not represent you or your interests at all. Continuing, procedural rules prescribe the methods by which courts may apply substantive law to resolve conflicts. Substantive rights have no value unless there are procedures that provide a means for enforcing them. And remember that what we're trying to do here in all of this, according to these authors, is to come to some ordered society, Ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. We all long for perfect freedom, but we have to understand that each and every one of us is walking at a different place on the path of life, and that when we all come together in a place like New York City or Boston or Miami or Austin or Dallas, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, BC, no matter where you're listening today, when we all come together as a big herd, not everybody is at the same level of development, and some people are simply walking mere brute beasts. As callous as it sounds, it's a fact of life. Some people would jig your life for just an examination of the insides of your wallet, whether they knew you had a dime or not. So there are reasons why we have law when we live in great quantities of people stacked up in one place. There is a little bit different law out here in the rural country, and I can jack a shell into it at any time. Better hope you can run fast. Anyway, that doesn't fly too well in the big cities. We'll be back. Stay with us. Much more to come in the next half hour.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we've returned once again. Going to continue through now this idea of a lawsuit right out of the textbook. And we covered yesterday the American schools of law, their history, and how they developed. And so now here we are in the product of what they've done. All of the work that has come up over the last 150 years to bring us to where we are today in the 21st century, where we've got lawyers up to our eyeballs. We're swimming in a sea of them. By a procedure, the authors write in this university-level business law course, by a procedure known as pleading, the parties define the issues that are in dispute. In every case, there are three basic questions to be answered, so you might note them. What are the facts? What evidence is relevant to prove the facts? And what rules of law apply to the facts? So often I've started the broadcast out with this idea that this is the show me state. Of course, that's a motto for the state of Missouri. A bunch of Missouri mules. Show me. But when I say that each morning, I'm thinking, show me. Show me the facts. Show me your evidence, and show me your law. The idea of becoming vocal local. What are the facts behind this global warming scam? What's your evidence? And then let's take a look at this law. Always these three considerations. It's like we walk around in the court of public opinion. So these three basic questions in every case or every action, there are three basic questions to be answered. What are the facts? What evidence is relevant to prove those facts? And what rules of law apply to the facts? It is the function of the jury to answer the first question. The court furnishes the answer to the second. And the court provides the answer to the third by instructing the jury as to the law to be applied to the facts as found by the jury. But of course, they don't include jury nullification here in this education for lawyers. So I would say that there was something missing. And I find this all the time. Even though you're dealing with a relatively or a highly credible source such as this, you have to have your antennas of discernment on, and they need to be run up all the way so that you don't get swept away in an indoctrination program. But there was a fourth that they could have mentioned and they didn't. So it's an error by omission. An orderly method for settling disputes by an impartial third party is the prime function of any legal system. I have to keep jumping over there and making sure. Okay, an orderly method for settling disputes by an impartial third party is the prime function of any legal system. As a substitute for force, judicial procedure has been found the most effective method for resolving disputes, a substitute for force. But as we know today, there's a considerable amount of force that gets you into these courtrooms oftentimes, and there's a substantial amount of force that's applied if the court doesn't rule in your favor. Step one, pleadings. Pleadings. A pleading is a legal document prepared by a lawyer and filed with the court. Of course, it can also be prepared by anyone and filed with the court. But again, all the way through this book, you're going to find a very strong bias, niche builders as they are, a very strong bias towards their profession. And you would expect it. You'd find the same in an engineering textbook. You'd find the same in an architectural textbook. And there are many branches of engineering, and they all war with each other for dominion over their branch, their little place in the sun. The purpose of pleadings... Now, I might have interrupted that. A pleading is a legal document prepared by a lawyer and filed with the court, which sets forth the position and contentions of a party. What's your position? What are you contending? The purpose of pleadings in civil actions is to define the issues of the lawsuit. It's a definitional statement. This is accomplished by each party making allegations of fact, and the other party either admitting the allegations or denying them. The procedure is as follows. The plaintiff files with the clerk of the court a pleading, usually called a complaint. Perhaps you've heard swearing out a complaint. the plaintiff files with the clerk of the court clerk, a pleading, usually called a complaint. In some types of cases, this initial pleading is called a declaration or a petition. The clerk then issues a summons, which, together with a copy of the complaint, is served on the defendant by leaving it with the defendant personally, or in some states, by leaving it with some member of his family of at least a specified age. When summons is left with a member of the family, a copy is also mailed to the defendant. The summons notifies him of the date by which he is required to either file a pleading in answer to the allegations of the complaint or to file some other pleading attacking the complaint. You see, if you didn't know that, you wouldn't know what to do when somebody's at your door trying to press an envelope into your hand, or perhaps your 22-year-old son or something, or wife. But you can see that if you have just been served, you're in trouble because you're coming from way behind the eight ball here to try and come up to speed. So hopefully this information will be at least partially useful, if nothing else, just historically pertinent. If the defendant has no legal basis to attack the sufficiency of the complaint, he may simply file an entry of appearance, or he may file an answer either admitting or denying each material allegation of the complaint. This is where it pays off in spades to learn to read well. This answer will put in issue all allegations of the complaint which are denied. A simple entry of appearance is an admission of the truth of all of the allegations of the complaint. When you appear, a simple entry of appearance is an admission of the truth of all of the allegations of the complaint. Be careful there. Alligators are in the water. In addition to the admissions and denials, an answer may contain affirmative defenses, which, if proved, will defeat the plaintiff's claim. The answer may also contain causes of action the defendant has against the plaintiff, called counterclaims. Upon receipt of the defendant's answer, the plaintiff will, unless the applicable rules of procedure do not so require, file a reply that specifically admits or denies each new allegation in the defendant's answer. And I'm going to hold right there for a second and simply say that as we learn to be suspicious of all words, like citizen, for instance, resident, for instance, your address and things like that, everything, even the way that your name is spelled, Roberts, all caps, comma, William, all caps. Is that me? Who are they addressing this to? Have they found the wrong address? Are they talking to the wrong individual? Who is being addressed here? Every little bit you have to question each part and piece these days. Again, the first pleading or complaint, in order to be legally sufficient, must allege facts sufficient to set forth a right of action or right to legal relief in the plaintiff. Remember Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century, the sustainable development and action. Be careful of that word. It has a legal meaning, a meaning in law, actions. The defendant's attorney, after studying the complaint, again, this assumes that you're going to rush off and seek advice of counsel or retain the services of an attorney who doesn't represent you. Be careful there. But the defendant's attorney, after studying the complaint, may, instead of answering, choose one of several different ways to challenge its legal sufficiency. A challenge of legal sufficiency. For example, by motion to the court, the defendant may object to the complaint, pointing out specifically its defects. The defendant, though such motion admits for the purposes of argument all of the facts alleged in the complaint, his position is that those facts are not legally sufficient to give the plaintiff a cause of action. Such motion, called a demurrer at common law, raises questions of law, not questions of fact. If the court finds that the complaint does not set forth facts sufficient to give the plaintiff a cause for action, it will deny the motion. The defendant will then be granted leave to answer the complaint. Should he fail to do so within the time limit set by the court, a judgment by default will be entered for the plaintiff, so you just can't go to sleep on it. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break, looking at pleadings in law. Hope you find it interesting.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Again, sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. We're up our eyeballs in law this afternoon, or this morning, continuing and now in the 10th segment, 10th part of a maybe a much longer series on law. But here we're now going into the court. We're getting a little bit of an understanding of just what is the purpose of all of this and how do these actions in law, actions or causes of actions of law, what is the process? And I'm certainly not a lawyer. I'm not here to give you any advice of counsel. Amateur historian. I read this sort of stuff on an ongoing basis. As we have studied just from history alone, biographies, find Abraham Lincoln had less than 20 hours of assistance before he actually started putting his shingle out. And, of course, in those days, there was no law schools to turn to, so why wouldn't he? But you've already perhaps had as much instruction in law as he did before he hung his shingle out, if you've followed these. And if this is the first day that you've listened to the broadcast, and I know we do attract new listeners on a daily basis, do avail yourself of the archives. And there are several different series that we've run. We've talked about economics and world history and Zionism and all manner and sundries of things ever since we came on here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And I will remind you also that there are still archives available, thankfully, over on Revolution Broadcasting. I did a broadcast there for 6 or so months as well. Unfortunately, Republic Broadcasting Network took down my archives for the 7 or so months that I was there, so you don't have that opportunity. But one of these days, I will post a website. I have copies of all of those broadcasts, and I'll put all of my archives, including the radio that I've done in the past, back in 2005, up on the web for your access and amusement, hopefully. Anyway, maybe there's something out there. If I have anything to say at all, maybe there's something out there that'll be of value. Continuing along from our textbook here, the lawsuit, we see again that if the court finds that the complaint fails to state facts sufficient to give the plaintiff a cause of action against the defendant, the court will allow the motion, dismiss the suit, and grant leave to the plaintiff to file an amended complaint. The plaintiff, then, will thus be given an opportunity to restate his facts so that he may be able to set forth a cause of action. If he fails to do so, the order of dismissal becomes final. So everything can end right there. A very important place. A good way to get out of trouble. Prove the other guy wrong right off the bat. In addition to a motion to dismiss for failure to state a cause of action, a defendant may also move to dismiss the suit for reasons which, as a matter of law, would prevent the plaintiff from winning his suit. Such matters as a discharge in bankruptcy, lack of jurisdiction of the court to hear the suit, or expiration of the time limit during which the defendant is subject to suit may be raised by such a motion. Jurisdiction is a very important issue. There are matters of a technical nature which raise questions of law for the court's decisions. And over on Revolution Broadcasting each day, you can listen to Hal Anthony's broadcast. He's got a plethora of archives as well. And if you want to find more out about the mining law in this country and the land grants and various and sundries, he is very well researched and pretty eloquent in his presentations. You might check his stuff out as well. Lots of people out there teach law, if you will, on air. So then, these are all matters of a technical nature which raise questions of law for the court's decisions. Most states and the federal courts have procedures known as motions for summary judgment or motions for judgment on the pleadings, by which each party or either party may submit the case for final decision without a trial. In hearings on these motions, the court examines all papers on file in the case, including affidavits that may have been filed with the motion or in opposition to it, to see if a genuine material issue of fact remains. If there is no such question of fact, the court will then decide the legal question raised by the facts and find for one party or another. In other words, they'll come up with a decision. If a defendant, subject to the jurisdiction of the court, fails to file an answer either originally or after his motions have been overruled, he is in default, and a court of law may enter a default judgment against him. A court of equity would enter a similar order known as a decree of pro confesso. So we will stop basically right there. Don't have really enough time to cover the pretrial stage. Let's see. Yes, we do. We have 5 minutes. So that was the pleadings. And again, as always in these broadcasts, if it goes over the top of your head, fear not, little flock. Just go back. I'm reading directly out of the material as clearly and as concisely as I can. Pages 69, 70, and 71 out of this text, I've given you the title. So you can go back and bone up. I didn't get this stuff the first time through. I read this 1,000 and some odd page book at the speed of light using what smattering I have of Evelyn Wood's speed reading skills. And now I'm crawling back through it word by word by word by word, underlining, highlighting, margin writing, post-it noting, and so on, and reading it live on air. And I listen to the archives, too. The pre-trial stage is the second phase of this. First is the pleadings, then the pre-trial stage. During the pleading stage and in the interval before the trial, the law provides for procedures called discovery procedures, which are designed to take the sporting aspect out of litigation and to ensure that the results of lawsuits are based on the merits of the controversy and less on the ability, skill, or cunning of counsel. The ability, skill, or cunning of counsel, taking the sporting aspect out of litigation. Without these procedures, an attorney with no case on the facts or law might win a lawsuit through surprise, by keeping silent about a fact or by concealing his true case until the trial. Lawsuits should not be based on the skill or the lack thereof of counsel, but on the relative merits of the controversy. Discovery practice is designed to ensure that each side is fully aware of all the facts involved in the case and of the contentions of the parties prior to the trial. In other words, you put all the cards out on the table. Another of its avowed purposes is to encourage settlement of suits and to avoid actual trial. Always, even the Bible teaches that. Negotiate, 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 come with neighbors. Negotiate with your adversary all the way up to the courtroom. Continuing from the text, discovery practices include the taking of the deposition of other parties and witnesses, the serving of written questions to be answered under oath by the opposite party, compulsory physical examinations and personal injury cases by doctors chosen by the other party, orders requiring the production of statements, exhibits, documents, maps, photographs, etc., and the serving by one party or on the other of demands to admit facts under oath. All this in discovery. Some court procedures even allow the discovery of the amount of insurance coverage possessed by the defendant in a personal injury case. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure illustrate the trend and scope of discovery procedures. They allow the discovery of any matter not privileged, which is relevant to the subject matter involved in the pending action, whether it relates to the claim or defense of the examining party, or to the claim or defense of any other party, and so on. And then just prior to the trial, a pre-trial conference between the lawyers and the judge will be held in states with modern rules of procedure. And at this conference, the pleadings, results of the discovery process, and probable evidence are reviewed in an attempt to settle the suit. The issues may be further narrowed, and the judge may even give his prediction of the outcome in order to encourage settlement. It is significant that a very substantial number of all lawsuits which are filed are settled sometime prior to trial. Discovery procedures contribute significantly to these settlements. So oftentimes you see in the police blotter or your court news, in your local newspaper, and I do hope you pay attention to your local newspapers, but you'll see that almost everybody that goes away from the court has pled something, and almost invariably they plead guilty. And so you can understand that as courts and the penal system, the penal colony America, makes great money off of getting people incarcerated, if the attorneys can get you to plead guilty on something, you'll either pay a fine to offset part of the costs of the court, or you'll do time. Anyway, we'll be back again on Monday. More of this then. We'll cover the trial. And until then, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.